I spent the afternoon musing on life. If you come to think of it, what a queer thing life is. So unlike anything else, don't you know, if you see what I mean. P.G. Wodehouse. The subject of this book addresses basic questions that have transfixed and tormented humankind for millennia, ever since we sought to better understand our place in the universe, the nature of living things and their relationship to the non-living. The importance of finding a definitive answer to these questions cannot be overstated. It would reveal to us not just who and what we are, but would impact on our understanding of the universe as a whole. Has the universe been fine-tuned to support life, as implied by proponents of the so-called anthropic principle? Or, to take a more Copernican view of man's place in the universe, is the human race just a chemical scum on a moderate-sized planet, as argued by Stephen Hawking, the noted physicist? A wider conceptual gulf would be hard to conceive. Some 65 years ago, another renowned physicist, Erwin Schrödinger, wrote a book whose catchy title, What is Life?, directly addressed the issue. In the opening lines of that book, Schrödinger wrote, "How can the events in space and time which take place within the spatial boundary of a living organism be accounted for by physics and chemistry?"